checking and observing the body temperature of the patient. Measurement of temperature should be performed when there are objective and subjective signs where it is necessary. The purpose is to determine the normal core temperature of the person or to establish if the temperature is high or low. Additionally, one may check for various patterns of pyrexia or if the pyrexia is indicative of illness or to establish if current treatment is effective in treating an underlying condition. Thus, the monitoring of the temperature is to observe for a reduction in the temperature readings. Measuring of temperature can be made as a single assessment, regularly over time, or as a continuous control. If the temperature is measured repeatedly, it is important to use the same type of measurement, method, and preferably at the same time of day. This is important to get an accurate temperature curve. It is important to be consistent in order to avoid errors. If various methods have been used to take the temperature, not only the value should be documented, but also changing of the method must be noted. Core temperature is measured accurately in the lower part of the esophagus, bladder, or pulmonary artery. These methods, however, require sophisticated equipment, and therefore such measurements tend to be used in speciality departments, intensive care medicine, and during major surgery. Body temperature is usually measured in several places on the body, and the most common methods used are oral, axilla, and tympanic measurement. Benefits of axilla measurement is that it is a simple method, however, it is considered to be less accurate than other methods. The axilla should be dry and the thermometer must be high up in the armpit, an arm tightly held to the side, otherwise the thermometer can easily become dislodged. Whilst this method is considered less accurate, it is a good method when other types of measurements are excluded. When using oral measurement, it is important that the patient has not eaten, drunk, or smoked in the past 10 minutes prior to the measurement, because it can affect the temperature reading. During the procedure, the patient must not talk and the mouth must be kept closed. This can be difficult for certain patients. For example, patients with reduced nasal airways, cognitively impaired patients, patients with epilepsy, patients with reduced consciousness, and patients receiving oxygen therapy. A more accurate method that is commonly used in clinical practice is temperature measurement using a tympanic thermometer. The thermometer is inserted into the ear and the core temperature is taken from the tympanic membrane. Advantages of using this method is that it takes a short time and is not associated with a particular patient discomfort. However, the method can be difficult to use in small children and in those with infections of the ear. There are many different thermometers to measure body temperature. It is important to be aware of the purpose, advantages and disadvantages of the methods and the contraindications for the various places where measurements can be made. The patient must be well informed about the measurement, where the thermometer will be and how long the process will take. The thermometer must be read correctly and the results documented accurately in the nursing documentation. The same type of measurement, time and methods should be used. If not, discrepancies should be noted. To summarise, some methods of temperature measurement are considered more reliable than others, and this should be considered when choosing the method to be used. As discussed, the individual patient and their preferences should also be considered when selecting the method. When conducting the measurement, the aim is that values measured approximates core temperature. Whatever the type of thermometer and where the body temperature is measured, the process must be carried out hygienically and safely before, during, and after the procedure. Nurses should consider, is it a normal and correct finding? What factors may have affected the outcome? How do the results compare with the other temperature recordings and observations? What nursing actions do I need to take?